In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Today it's Father Tom. Excuse me. Jesus went to Nazareth, and he opened the scroll to Isaiah 61. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And then he said, "Today, in your presence, this scripture, Isaiah 61, is fulfilled." And he was talking about in himself. We look at the seventh chapter of St. Luke. "Now when Jesus had ended all these sayings," about the sermon on the plain, "an audience of people, he entered Capernaum." This is where Peter lives. "And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick, and was ready to die." The centurion was not a Jew, he was a Gentile. "And when Jesus heard," that Jesus was in the vicinity, "he sent unto himself elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus," these elders of the Jews, "they besought Jesus instantly, saying, that this man is a worthy man for you to do this, for he loves our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. And Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto the Lord, Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that thou should not enter under my roof." He said this for two reasons. He did not want Jesus to become, ritually impure by entering a Gentile's house. And he also did it because he realized that Jesus had an authority from heaven, that he, the centurion, had an authority with soldiers, and he gave Jesus the experience that you don't need to come to my house because you have authority in heaven. You can just say your servant is healed and he will get healed. How many of us have that kind of faith, that when we go to a healing service, we've got to let the person who is running the healing service in the spirit touch me? That anyone can touch you and be healed. Anyone can touch you and be healed, because it is a place where God is moving by his Spirit. "Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed." Just speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus has come to preach to the poor, to bring deliverance to these captives, to bring liberty to those that are bruised, and he's come to heal the brokenhearted. "For I am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. I say to one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my servant, do this, and my servant does it." Then Jesus, when he had heard these things, he marveled at the centurion, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, "I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, not even in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick." And you see, this man had faith, faith in the authority of Jesus. Well, other people have to touch him, and when they touch him, they get healed. But this man has a greater faith. You know why? He doesn't need Jesus to come to his house. He just has Jesus to speak the word, and his servant will be healed. That's faith. That's great faith. I wonder how many of us have that kind of faith. We want to touch Jesus. I do. I want to touch Jesus. And how do I touch Jesus? I touch Jesus in faith. I touch Jesus in faith. We want to see Jesus. How do I see Jesus? I see Jesus in the scripture. I see Jesus in the church. I see Jesus in the priest. I see Jesus in the prophet. I see Jesus in the word of God. Oh yes, want to see Jesus. I see Jesus in my heart. I see Jesus because he lives where there is faith, where we have invited him into our hearts. He lives. And it came to pass the day after that he went into the city called Nain, and many of the disciples went with him, and many people followed. And when he was nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out. It was a funeral. It was a funeral. The only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and many people of the city was with her. This is a young man who has just died. Jesus sees the funeral. Jesus sees the mother. And when the Lord saw the mother, he had compassion on her. What does compassion mean? He had to suffer with. And said unto her, do not weep. And he came and touched the coffin, the bear, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say to thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him back to his mother. Oh, Jesus came to preach to the poor, to bring the dead back to life. Jesus came to heal the broken-hearted mother. Jesus came to bring deliverance to the dead person. Jesus came to bring liberty to those that are bruised. This is truly a jubilee year. Jesus raises the dead. And how do people respond? And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, that God has visited his people. I tell you, more than a prophet. Jesus is more than a prophet. He is God. He is the Lord. He is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. He is. He is. He is. And he has visited his people. He's more than a prophet. And this rumor of Jesus went forth throughout all Judea, that a prophet has visited the people, and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. The disciples of John showed John what Jesus was doing. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, are you he that is to come, or should we look for another? Remember, John is in jail, and he wants to know if Jesus is the Messiah. Now, Jesus could have said to him, you saw the Spirit of God come upon me. You saw that. You saw that, and you said that you were unworthy to untie my latch. You saw that. You heard that. You spoke that. But you see, when the men were come unto Jesus, they said, John the Baptist sent us unto you, saying, are you he, or should we look for another to come? Are you the Messiah? And in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities. Yes, he healed the brokenhearted. He preached to the poor. He delivered captives. He brought sight to the blind. He set at liberty those who were bruised. Yes. And in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. And then Jesus answered and said unto them, go your way and tell John what you have seen and what you have heard, that the blind see. He has come to give sight to the blind. The lame walk. He has come to bring deliverance to the captives. Lepers are cleansed. He has come to speak about a jubilee year, liberty to the bruised. The deaf hear, and the dead are raised. and to the poor the gospel is preached. Yes. So Jesus really says to the disciples of John the Baptist, I am the fulfillment of Isaiah 61. Go and tell John on your way that what you have seen and what you have heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended at me. Oh yes, I tell you, the scribes and the Pharisees were offended at Jesus. Oh yes, Jesus said, you know, your sins are forgiven you. And they said, who is this man who has the power to forgive sins, you know? And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What did you go out to see in the wilderness? A reed shaken with the wind? What did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, Isaiah 40, which shall prepare your way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not one greater than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. John was the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, and they were not baptized by John. And the Lord said unto them, Then what shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they to be looked like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace, calling one to another, saying, We have piped unto you, and you wouldn't dance. We have mourned to you, and you wouldn't weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating or drinking wine, but you say he has a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a glutton, a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. You see, Jesus is saying that, you know, no matter what we do to you, you don't respond. We piped you a song, you wouldn't dance. We mourned with you, and you wouldn't mourn, you wouldn't weep. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? You have the fulfillment of Isaiah 61 in your midst. What are you looking for? Are you looking for something else? Are you looking for something else? Are you looking for something? Don't you see? The blind see, the deaf hear, the captives are delivered, the lepers are cleansed, there's liberty to those who are bruised. This is a year of Jubilee. The gospel is preached to the poor. The brokenhearted are healed. What are you looking for? Don't you see all these things happening? Why are you not dancing when there is music? Why are you not weeping when there is a funeral? Why are you always questioning? You say John the Baptist had a devil, and Jesus is a friend of tax collectors and harlots, and he's a glutton, and he drinks wine. Why are you saying these things? Don't you see what's happening in your midst? Are you so blind that you do not see what is happening in your midst? How I have come to preach the gospel to the poor. I have come to bring sight to the blind. I have come to heal the brokenhearted. I have come to bring deliverance to the captives. I have come to bring liberty to those that are bruised. Are you bruised today? Jesus has come to bring liberty to you. Are you blind spiritually today, or even in sight? Jesus has come to give you sight. Receive your sight in Jesus' name. Have you come because you need deliverance, because you're captive. You're captive by your evil thoughts. You're captive by your sins. Jesus has come to bring you deliverance. Are you brokenhearted? Jesus has come to heal your broken heart as he preaches to the poor. And this is what it's all about. And they didn't see Jesus. They did not see Jesus for who he was. They wanted something else. I don't know what they wanted. They wanted somebody coming and somebody that would be a friend to the Pharisees and the publicans and the Sadducees. And he did not love them. He loved them too, but they would not receive him as he was. That is a very important point of the gospel. They received, the poor received Jesus as he was. And I tell you, the Pharisees did not receive Jesus as he was. We remember Paul, gone the road to Damascus, ready to put Christians in jail, ready to kill Christians. He did not receive Jesus as he was until he had the experience on the Damascus road where he was blinded and he saw Jesus. Then he received Jesus as he was. Do you receive Jesus as he is? You say, there's no healing. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus is still a healer. You might not believe it, but it's true anyway. It's true anyway, you know. Jesus gave authority to us in the last chapter of St. Mark. The blind shall see, the deaf shall hear. They'll be speaking in new tongues, deliverance from evil. Oh yes, Jesus gave us this authority before he went to heaven. This is so real. And yet people don't believe. They say, go to Father Tom to pray for you. You know what? They can do it themselves. People don't realize that they can do it themselves. They don't need to come to Father Tom. Father Tom just believes that Jesus has this authority given to us, that Jesus has this authority to open the eyes of the blind. Father Tom believes that Jesus is the fulfillment of Isaiah 61. But other people believe in Jesus, but they won't lay hands upon the sick. They say, no, I don't do that. I told you the story of Father Arthur. I love that story. I've said it 70 times. Let's make it 71. A woman came with her child that was very, very sick. This is in Poland. And she put the baby in Father Arthur's arms and she said, heal this child. This child is very sick. And Father Arthur says, I don't do healing. And the woman said, you're a priest. Heal this child. And Father Arthur prayed the Our Father. And you know what? The child was healed, and the next day she came and said to Father Arthur, the Lord healed the child through your prayer. It changed Father Arthur's whole ministry. It changed Father Arthur's whole ministry. Now he sees that God has come through him to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to bring deliverance to the captives, sight to the blind, to cleanse lepers, liberty to those who are bruised, and to proclaim a year of Jubilee. Now we're going to see that Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. And you know what? He is going to be criticized by the religious people, because in Luke 7, verse 36, one of the Pharisees desired Jesus that he should eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat, sat down for dinner. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at dinner in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with the tears and to wipe his feet with her hair, the hair of her head, and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him to come to dinner, saw it, he spoke within himself, he's thinking this, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know what kind of woman that is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have something to say unto you. And he said, Master, say it. And it's the whole thing that he's come to seek and save the lost. There was a certain debtor or a certain creditor which had two debtors. One owed 500 pence, the other owed 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he forgave them both. Tell me, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said unto him, You have said rightly, you have judged rightly. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has not stopped washing my feet with her tears and wiping them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, from the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. My Lord, we have been forgiven our sins through the blood of Jesus. You said, but I've never committed adultery. If you broke one commandment, you broke them all. We all have sinned greatly. You say, but I'm a virgin. Yeah, and you're proud of it. You've broken the commandments. And Jesus wants to forgive you because you've sinned greatly. I have sinned greatly. When I say I have sinned greatly, it means that I have broken the law. If I broke one commandment, I broke them all. It's an entity. It's one entity. And he said unto her, Your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at table with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgives sins? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. You see, Jesus doesn't care what these people are thinking. Jesus cares for this woman. He's fishing today. Fishing for this woman. This woman heard about Jesus and heard that she was in Simon the leper's house. And this woman sought out Jesus. She ran into the house with an alabaster jar filled with spikenard. And the only way to get into that spikenard was to break the jar. And she lavishly poured every bit of this oil on Jesus' feet. She wept and washed his feet and dried them with her hair. She is this woman that loved much. She was forgiven much and she loved much. Her faith has saved her. How do we come before the Lord? How do we come before the Lord saying, Your sins are forgiven you? We have the sacrament of penance, and not very many people use it. I guess everyone thinks they're a saint. My Lord, we have broken the commandments. If we broke one, we broke them all. And we are all great sinners, but Jesus is a greater forgiver. Jesus is a greater forgiver. He forgives us when we repent of our sins and go to confession. Jesus is a greater forgiver. No matter what you have done, you say, but I haven't done much. Well, if you've done something, you've broken all the commandments. And because it's an entity, it's like having a Ming vase, and it's beautiful, and one little chip is on the vase. It's not worth anything anymore because you broke the whole thing. You broke the whole thing. Jesus is a forgiver. He loves to forgive great sinners. Are you a great sinner today? He loves to forgive you. Pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, wash me with your precious blood. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me and I'm saved. Save me and I'm saved. Heal me and I'm healed. Heal me when I'm healed. Heal me and I am healed. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus has come to seek and save the lost. If you are among the lost, that's why Jesus came, to save you, because he has great love for you. His blood is stronger than your being lost. I want to invite you people to the School of the Holy Spirit between July 19th and the 25th. It starts Sunday evening at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop, at the Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop. You can register that night, or you can register Monday night, or Monday morning, or Tuesday night, or Tuesday morning. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.